you've been with the program for a few years now, as a coach, and you're also there as an athlete. And moving into the head coach role was kind of unexpected.
It was a little unexpected. But I was hoping to be head coach for a while. So I was pretty happy that I had the opportunity to be in charge earlier than expected, I guess.
Yeah, and what was that experience like as far as stepping into that role?
My personality is that I like to be in charge of things, and so I feel like even as an assistant coach, I have more role. I feel like I was more than just an assistant coach with a lot of athletes. And so it was pretty natural for me. I didn't feel like it was a big change, except that, you know, sometimes you have to make difficult call. But it was really nice to be able to choose the training plan and make the decision. And yeah, so.
And can you talk a little bit about you hired a new assistant coach, and got an email from Adam talking about his experience working with you as well.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about kind of the team that you built as far as coaches?
It was a little challenging this fall because I was a lot by myself. We didn't really know if Tron was going to come in or not. And so it was a lot of work to be by myself. But Tom Colo, he was on the team last year. So I coached him last year and the year before. He started to help me in the fall just as a volunteer assistant coach. So it was super nice. He came to a lot of practice and trained with the guy. And then naturally in January, when the position was open, we hired Tom as a graduate assistant coach. And he's been really, really good. He's super motivated. He worked really hard. We made a very good team with the ski testing. I feel like everything was working really well. We just had a good relationship. And so we had very good ski all winter. It was good.
And your personal history, as far as you were a biathlon champion in France.
Yeah.
You had plenty of podium finishes at NCAAs or two podium finishes at NCAAs and lots of RMISA podiums while you were skiing for UAA. How has your experience as an athlete shaped your coaching philosophy?
I think it was very helpful. I mean, in biathlon and in Nordic, I realized what I liked about training, about a coach, and what I didn't like, what I need. And I think it's really helped me to become the coach I am because I feel like in my biathlon career, I had a lot of struggle. I think biathlon, it's a sport that you have to struggle because it's very mental. Because of the shooting part of it, you never know. It's not because you are the best at one race that the next race you're going to win. You can be first and then the next race you can be last. And so you have to kind of like start over every day. So it's very difficult on your mind. You have to ask yourself a lot of questions. And I think in that sense, biathlon really helped me because I think that I'm a better coach because that psychology aspect is very important. And it's something that I try to really, I really care. I really care about my team to get along. I really care about teammates to be good with each other. It's something that, to me, make a big difference at the end for the result of the team.
And do you think that having experience with that specific program has influenced you at all in terms of being able to take on that role as head coach?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, when I was an athlete, I was already like, sometimes thinking like, oh, I will do this and this like that if I was a coach. And then when I was an assistant coach, I learned a lot with Andrew being the coach. And you cannot be an head coach just like that. I think you have to be an assistant coach for a couple of years to learn your style and realize what kind of coaching style you want to be. And I remember when I first started coaching with Andrew, he was like, yeah, it's going to take a little while, but you're going to quickly realize what kind of style you are. And it's true. Like, it took me like maybe 2 years and I realized like the way I wanted to coach.
And as a female head coach, you're kind of a minority in the NCAA circuit.
Yes.
Who have some of your coaching role models been? And have you found a network with other women in coaching, or do you feel that that's important?
It's very important, and actually I've been very impressed and lucky to have the Women Coach Association with Maria that reached out to me 2 years ago, and she was like, hey, that's what we are doing, and we are supporting Women Coach, and we want to help you. And I feel like I have a group of coaches that are supporting each other and trying to make sure we feel supported, and that's very unique, and I don't think you have that in Europe, and I really like that. In the US, I feel like more and more they are trying to hire more women coach. There are some positions they actually only open the position to women. I think last year for the D team, and maybe this year again, I don't know, but they wanted to have a woman coach coaching the DT in the USK team. And I think the U.S. is going in the really right direction. I always been coached only by men. And so I never really had a woman as a coach, which is pretty sad, because I think we can make a big difference. We have some skill I believe that men doesn't have, especially with like psychology. So it's pretty unique, and I'm hoping that there will be more and more athletes, women athletes, that will decide to be coach in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And Anchorage seems like a really great place to be a skier, as far as you were just mentioning, you just got in from a ski, you have a long winter with really good access to snow, and it seems like there's a really solid ski community with plenty of elite level skiers there.
Yeah, definitely.
But at the same time, when you're competing on the RMISA circuit, you're pretty far away from the other teams. So you have a lot of travel, and a lot of the teams that you train and compete against, are training at altitude, and a lot of the races are at altitude. Can you talk a little bit about how you prepare for that, both kind of the altitude aspect and then just the travel from Alaska to places like Aspen, Colorado?
The way I see it, I think we are pretty fortunate and lucky we are training at sea level, because it's a lot of us to do more intensity, to train more, to have more quality training, to rest better. So I think the training quality is way better in Alaska. We have the snow right from the school. We don't need to drive anywhere to have really good training condition. We can ski in October until June. Even if we don't have the altitude, I see that as a positive thing, because we can train better, we have better quality. And then, of course, in the winter, we have to travel more to go to races, but we also stay there. Usually we go there for 2 weeks and we do 2 weekends of race. The first weekend, usually it's a little hard because of the altitude, but the second weekend, we already been there for 10 days and then you feel like normal. When the other school, they go to race and then they drive, they go back to school, they go to school for a week, then they drive 10 hours again or 5 hours and go race again. So in the long run, I feel like my athletes are really rested. We travel a little bit more, but we also have a lot of downtime to like time to stay in the West and train, acclimate with the altitude. So it's something that I see it's positive, and it gives us a lot of advantage. Not only with training, but also the team. We spend so much time together just because we travel so much and for a long period. Sometimes we are gone for 3 weeks. And so it's a little bit like you are with your family. And I can see my athletes really get along really well with each other. And they are really happy to be on the road. And I think that's the reason why they race really well this season, just because they really had a good attitude, they were pushing each other, they really want to do well as a group. And I think it's pretty unique, and I was really impressed this year with the attitude of my team. I haven't seen that good of attitude before. So I think it's a reason why we are in Alaska. I think that's kind of the reason why we have such a good group, because we are so far away. It improves the link between everyone.
And technically your position, at least you're listed as the interim head coach.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know, especially right now, that Alaska's kind of been going through some financial trouble, and that's really impacted funding for colleges. Can you talk a little bit about, are you optimistic about the kind of long-term health of the ski program? Or what are some of your feelings about that?
I'm pretty optimistic about this. I think like in the past, maybe we were the first team maybe to get canceled, but I don't see it that way anymore. I think like, especially with the results we had this winter, we are like one of the best team at UAA. We have the best student athletes. This year, our girl had a 4.0 GPA, and I think we had something like 3.8 for the whole team. So every year we have the best team at school in terms of grade as well, which is very important for the school. So I don't foresee that if they cut some team, that would be the ski first, especially maybe with the hockey that are struggling a little bit more now. I feel like we are getting stronger and stronger. So, I'm pretty confident in the future.
And how about for your own role as far as Eric retired this season? You guys are starting your own Bjorn to Adventure kind of company. So what's next for you, or what are you thinking as far as, do you know whether you'll be able to stay in that head coach role or what?
Yeah, I think I'm hoping I would be able to stay. I'm not 100% sure yet, but I'm hoping I would be able to get the head coach position. And I want to, there is so many things that I want to do with UAA. I'm very motivated. It was really fun this year to be coaching that team that is pretty young. I have a lot of young athletes in the team that will improve a lot, and I want to be part of it. I don't really want to give up now. So yeah, I'm hoping that I will be able to keep being the head coach and follow those kids for a couple of years at least at UAA.
Any other thoughts or highlights from the season?
It was a really good season. We were all really sad that we didn't get to race the last race at NCAA, because it was my athletes are really good at classicing, and I had four All-American in skating, and I thought that we were going to get more in classic. So it was a little bit of frustration, but at the same time, it was very, very cool to have so many All-American. I have one girl, she was 12, only 2 seconds from being All-American, so we almost had five. And so that was really cool. And we had also a very good weekend in Utah when we had all the guys in top five. So that was really good too. Every weekend we had podium, and I think that did not happen very much in the past. So, that's kind of the highlight of the season.